And before we get out of here, this parting thought. This Tuesday is primary election day in New Jersey. The race for the state assembly GOP nomination in the 24th district has become interesting for a few reasons. Features incumbent Assemblyman Parker Space running as a team with Sussex County Freeholder Gail Phoebus. There's 23-year-old Nathan Orr, which it's great to have a new voice in the debate in any political race, but you really need to build a track record in the minor leagues before you can try to win or hit a home run in the majors. Then there's Marie Billick, who last served as mayor of Green Township. She was recruited to run by lobbyists for Concord Energy, Concord Engineering, which is an energy firm that just got a rather sizable contract from Sussex County, and she is aligned with Florida Councilwoman Molly Wildsmith, who flip-flopped on the failed county solar project and now supports it as a lobbyist for the aforementioned Concord Energy and Concord Engineering, and she also happens to be the chair of the Marie Billick for Assembly campaign. Billick brings limited experience, primarily associated with school boards as part of the New Jersey State Boards Association, where one of her crowning achievements, as stated on her very own website for her campaign, was the renovation of the NJSBA's headquarters building. On that same website for her campaign, Billick claims to be a fiscal conservative. However, a report by the Bergen Record on June of 2010, the School Boards Association has come under some criticism in recent months after the Record reported that its staff is enrolled in the state-run health and pension systems. Even though they're not government employees, workers at two other Trenton lobbying groups, the Association of Counties and the League of Municipalities, also run the programs. As a result of legislation, it's declared that they were acting in the public interest, and all New Jerseyans will fund retirement payouts and lifetime health benefits for 107 non-government employees with combined pensionable salaries of $7 million. Right now, taxpayers are paying $1.3 million a year to 62 retirees of those groups. Fiscal conservative, you can probably tag a question mark on that claim by the Billick campaign. Then you have Parker Space and Gail Phoebus, both who have long resumes of experience and long lists of achievements in municipal, county, state, political positions, as well as in business success and in turn job creation, proving that they are the ones with the strong character for the people who stand up against the political establishment who seeks to serve special interests, which unfortunately the GOP establishment at many levels is morphing into.